Hey, DriveCast listeners, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another Friday edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. And as most of you faithful DriveCast listeners know, Friday is the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic and kind of go where the Lord takes us, so let's get started. I'm going to spill the beans early. Today's topic, it's about forgiveness, which I believe is one of the chief characteristics of a sincere follower of Jesus. Consider Jesus' model prayer that he taught his followers to pray every day. There's a line in it that says, "Forgive us our trespasses and sins as we forgive those who trespass and sin against us." And after the conclusion of the model prayer, Jesus adds this caveat. He says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses and sins, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses and sins, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses and sins." And I just believe that sincere followers of Jesus really take this teaching to heart. They've come to understand that forgiveness is a choice, not so much a feeling. And in Jesus' kingdom, forgiveness isn't something you do when you feel like getting around to it, because most of us understand we'll never get it done if we do it when we feel like it. So the question then becomes, what's forgiveness look like? How do you do it and do it well? And before I share a tip that I read out of Lewis Smead's book, which I highly recommend, entitled The Art of Forgiving, I know that forgiveness is a huge topic that could take at least a dozen drive casts to even just scratch the surface, but we've only got time for this one tip that I read out of Smead's book that's really helped me. And Smead says that forgiveness is relinquishing the ever-present desire in me to retaliate against another human being. And he defines retaliation this way. He says retaliation makes us want to put others in an impossible situation because of what they've done to me or said about me. And so forgiveness is working hard at letting go of the desire to get the other person back. And this takes work. It takes prayer, it takes courage, and it especially takes the help of the Holy Spirit as He helps work this through our lives. Yet, I believe that this kind of forgiveness is the kind of forgiveness that Jesus wants His followers to master. To abandon that temptation in our minds that says, "Oh, if I could only extract a pound of flesh because so-and-so's got it coming." Or, "Oh, if I could just rip into them one last time because it'll feel so good." These are the kind of thoughts and feelings that Jesus wants us to let go of. Thinking that we've got the right, that we've earned the right to retaliate. And that's what I concentrate and fixate upon when I get to the part in the model prayer that says, "Forgive us our trespasses and sins as we forgive those who trespass and sin against us." I just try to think, "Lord, help me give up the ever-present desire to retaliate against this or against that person." And finally, forgiveness doesn't mean that Jesus is asking us to be everyone else's doormat. I don't even think that it means that once you do it, that everything is going to go back to the way things originally were with other people. Because forgiveness isn't the same thing as reconciliation or restoration. Why? Because I can't control reconciliation. I can't control restoration because these things take two people, and I don't have control over someone else's repentant or unrepentant heart. But I can choose to forgive regardless of how the other individual responds to me. So it's time to land the plane. Maybe you're dealing with this issue right now. And if not, I bet you know someone who is. So before we sign off today, if you'd like to pray with me about offering forgiveness to someone Let's do that together right now. Feel free to pray something like this. Jesus, I'm willing to put the work in when it comes to forgiveness, but I'll be upfront with you. I'm going to need your help. I know I'm harboring unforgiveness in my heart, and it's making me an irrational person, and I don't want to be that person. Remind me every day of your forgiveness of me, and help me make the decision to forgive and not to put it off until I feel like it. Amen. So folks, that's it for today. God bless you all this weekend. I hope that you keep it a safe one and a happy one. And remember to worship with us live or via our live stream on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 o'clock. And remember to tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long. Thank you.